So next we're going to have Doug Megan talk more about stormwater management.
Hello, my name's Doug Marshall. I'm a watershed planner with the county's Department of Environmental Protection. So we've wanted to come give you an update on a project that we have for the Germantown parking lot. And I was going to give you a little bit of a backgrounder on stormwater in general and some of what's going on around the county elsewhere. And then Megan Lloyd is the project manager for the what we're going to do at Germantown Park. Ron, she can walk you through more specifically what we've got in mind for that facility.
You can just tell me next.
Oh, you can go next, yeah. So what is stormwater? Essentially, stormwater is the runoff, the rain that runs off, or snow that runs off from the landscape. And as we talked a little bit about earlier, the more impervious surface that you add to the landscape, the more stormwater runoff you have. And this creates a lot of issues, a lot of problems, particularly in the nearby streams that receive that water. There's a lot of erosion that occurs because of more very frequent and rapid flooding that occurs in those streams as a result of the impervious surface. And then downstream, it kind of exacerbates itself. And then, of course, ultimately in the Chesapeake Bay is where it all ends up. And we all know what is happening in the Bay and the efforts that we are underway to try to turn that around. So what we're doing, the county's sort of got an ongoing commitment to trying to turn around, you know, our water quality here in the county. And one of the main tools that we have to do that is to add new stormwater management, which intercepts that water that flows off of these impervious surfaces and either holds it back and releases it slowly so that it's less erosive and less damaging to the streams, or we run it through what we call low impact design facilities, which are essentially bioretentions, rain gardens. You may have heard of these things, green roofs. The idea there is to intercept that water, allow it to percolate through a filtering media where a lot of the pollutants are removed during that process. But then it just takes a long time, and it kind of mimics what happens naturally with the ground, with the rainwater hitting and filtering down through the ground. So one, it filters out some of the pollutants, and two, it slows down the rate at which that water reaches the stream. Also provides a lot of recharge to the groundwater, which Mark talked about a little bit. That was a big objective in Clarksburg, was to get a lot of the storm water into the ground rather than running off. So we have also regulatory requirements in the county, which drive a lot of what we do. The state issues the county a permit, which requires specific things to clean up water quality and stormwater runoff in particular. One of the big items in that permit was the requirement for the county to provide new stormwater management or upgraded stormwater management for existing areas that are already built out, where we already have the impervious surface, but yet there's no stormwater management there. These areas are usually down county. They were built way back in the 50s, 60s, or earlier, and there was no stormwater requirement then, so things were built, and as a result, things run off. Stormwater runs off very rapidly from those areas, and that's where we see a lot of the stream degradation. So we're trying to go back into those areas and add new stormwater management per this permit that the state has issued. So it requires, as I said, 20% of those existing impervious surfaces in the county to get new stormwater management. So that's a lot of areas. It was equated to almost 5,000 acres of area that the county needed to provide new stormwater management for, which was a tremendous undertaking. And the permit, by the way, I should say, comes out in a 5-year cycle. So this came out in 2010. It was just up in 2015. And with everything that the county has in design and already put in the ground, we have actually feel we're going to meet that goal of the 5,000 acres, which is, we feel really good about that. It's not in the ground yet, but these are projects that are like Germantown Park and Ride. They're in the planning process and will be constructed within the next year to 3 years. So I guess with that, we can move on to specifically what we are doing at Germantown Park and Ride to again, this is a facility that was built without any stormwater management for the most part. The lake, the large stormwater pond there next to the one parking lot does treat, this is a stormwater, this was an old style stormwater pond that the county used to do a lot of, and it provides, you know, some water quality treatment, and it intercepts water from a very large drainage area. It's referred to as like a regional pond. It was a stream. We dammed up the stream. We backed the water up. It does intercept all that runoff from the large area and slows down the rate at which it moves downstream. So it does prevent erosion downstream, and it does also provide some water quality aspects also. But since that time, there's been a whole new evolution in stormwater management, which looks to capture the stormwater closer to the source of where it's coming from. And so that's actually what we're going to do here at Germantown Park. I'll let Megan kind of walk through what we've got in store there.
Okay, so at Germantown Park, it looks like it's relatively close to this pond, but in reality, only a small portion of this parking lot drains to the pond itself. So just this little piece of the upper parking lot actually makes it to the pond. This parking lot here and this half of this parking lot drain into a storm drain and discharge right along the railroad tracks. So the pond is not providing stormwater treatment for the site. These parking lots over here also bypass the pond and go into a storm drain network and discharge down here somewhere. So that's just sort of why you would assume that the pond treats it, it doesn't. So what are we planning to do? We're very confined space-wise. We can't take away any parking spaces for a long span of time. So we're looking at retrofitting what's already there. So these little green dots indicate where we're going to put in where we're proposing to put in a new structure. It would be replacing an existing manhole with a new manhole that provides some cartridges and media to provide stormwater quality management. But it does nothing for the quantity. So the water in is the water out. So we're not addressing some of the peaking and amount of water issues, but we would be cleaning up some of the pollutants. So the oil and the grit that come off of cars or salt would get removed from the water before it goes to your streams. So if we can go to the next slide, I can show you a little bit about what that would look like. So what we're proposing are jellyfish cartridges or catch basin inserts, which look something like this. They're little filters, similar to like a car filter or an oil filter, where the water will go through, and these little membranes will remove some of the larger pollutants, the oil and the grit, and allow the water to pass through and into your storm drain as normal. And then this is a larger system. It's a storm filter. And you can see these little black cartridges have a sand-like media that provide a filtering mechanism as well. And so these are roughly the size. These are smaller. So in areas where we didn't have space, we used a jellyfish. And in areas where we had a little more space to play with, we used the storm filter. So it's, like I said, it's going to provide water quality treatment, and we're using 5 of the little green dots are going to be jellyfish cartridges or catch basin inserts, and 6 of them are going to be these new rectangular storm filters. And this will allow us to maintain the current drainage and parking patterns while providing the water quality, and it'll have minimal traffic impacts. So you will see some, we're going to phase construction in such a way that we're minimizing impact to the use of the facility, because we understand that this lot is heavily utilized. So we'd be talking about taking 5 or 10 spaces, maybe up to 20 spaces during construction for a day or two while we put in these systems. We'd basically be excavating the ground, removing what's there, and then putting these in and reconnecting them with new pipes. So where are we in this process? We're looking to get our final plans approved this summer, and then we'd be looking at constructing possibly in the fall. There could be some delays along the way, but we're looking at approximately a year from now having these types of things constructed. We looked at the impacts of the parking garage on our project and determined that while there could be some minor changes, the way the drainage interacts with this parking lot structures are roughly similar to what's there now. So they're not proposing any major changes to the grade. So we'd be able to provide treatment, and we can work with them to see if we can get more treatment in various ways. But we didn't expect any major changes to how stormwater interacts with the site, so we're going to proceed with our project. The one other thing I wanted to note, if we can go back to the previous slide for a minute, there's a storm drain network along this road here, Matinee Hill Road, that DLDOT will be coming in and replacing. During our analysis for the stormwater project, we found an area where water or the storm drain was undersized. And so we're going back and replacing that with a larger pipe. By we, I mean the DOT is going to come in and do that work in conjunction with our project. So we'll be improving the drainage in this parking lot and for this historic bank property. Does anyone have any questions? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm president of the Germantown Historical Society, which owns a building in the lower parking lot there. I've been in communication with you.
Yes.
First of all, those three dots are supposed to be existing stormwater drains?
No, those are proposed stormwater drains. There's catch basins. There's one catch basin here, and then these, I believe, I think this one's the one that exists, and then this is a new one.
Right, that one behind us, we're in that little circle.
Yes.
The one behind us would be new. But the two on either side, I wanted to let you know, first of all, they're entirely ineffective. The one on the upper, but on the left of our building has a sinkhole which keeps opening up, and that is allowing water into the basement of our building. The one on the right is the parking lot is configured in such a way that no water actually drains.
Right. We'll be resolving both of those issues with the project. When the DOT comes in and replaces the storm drain, it'll stop the surcharging here, and we'll be replacing that structure with a new structure. And so that should resolve some of the sinkhole issues and some of the surcharging flooding issues. And then we'll be working on doing some minor grading in this parking lot to ensure that water gets to that catch basin as well.
Right. And I wanted to also point out that the company that you hired to do the soil testing through the parking lot surface.
Yes.
You dug those little holes.
Yeah, they did not do a great job patching them.
They did not patch them well, and the holes have opened up again, and they're filled with water.
Okay, we'll get someone out there to look at that. We've had that problem on several sites, and we've talked to the contractor, so I'll get someone out there to resolve that.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes, a question. Filters need to be changed.
The filters will need to be changed. The maintenance will be done by Montgomery County Department of Environmental Protection. And they will be inspected, I think, once or twice a year. And then they'll get replaced. I think the interval they would recommend is between a year and 5 years, depending on use. So the county will be responsible for that maintenance. And it will fall under their maintenance program.
Okay. that's very frequent.
It is.
Yeah, it's a big commitment.
It's a big commitment.
The county's Department of Environmental Protection has a maintenance section which maintains all the stormwater, or a lot of the stormwater facilities that exist in the county. It's a lot. And it's the water quality detection charge that is on everybody's property bill is what pays for that maintenance. It also funds new stormwater facilities like we're doing here.
And the reason for that large range is it really depends on what your loading is. In a site like this, we expect fairly high loading, so they'd get changed more frequently. Any other questions?
Just wanted to let you know that we will be digging up the sidewalk all around our building.
Okay.
And
when will that be done?
Well, when we get the money. We're trying to raise money for the
Okay. If you could
a year or so, but
as long as you're not changing drainage patterns, it should be okay.
Well, it will be because the water now comes from the parking lot into our basement. That's why we're doing it. Because the soil was built up against the wall of the building above the foundation. So the water's seeping through the brick wall.
Does it seep in as a result of it backing up out of that storm drain that's in the road, the one on the, that you referred to, is on the left
that's
side?
That's one.
They're also,
but it's also coming, that would be the front.
Yeah.
It's also coming in from the back.
Because they're, the drainage area, so too, they're sort of in a sump and a hole there.
Yeah, right.
But
so when
we'd be looking to intercept some of that with this new catch basin. We're not saying we're going to solve all of your problems, but it would.
Well, I think when the Department of Transportation comes in and redoes that pipe, they're going to put a larger pipe in. Because now it's a smaller pipe. There's larger pipes coming down to the smaller pipe, which causes it to back up and bubble up out of that inlet there that's in the parking right
and
next to your
it
building.
It looks like it looked like, from based on our survey, it looked like you have a little drain system within the bank property that discharges to those catch basins. And if those catch basins aren't working, then that's part of the reason that you're having problems.
Well, the catch basin wasn't built right in the first place.
Right.
It catches nothing.
There's
and it drains out nothing.
Yeah, it does. We're resolving the draining out issue, and it's some of the grade will change as well.
But yeah, you put one of your little balloon balls there, and it just sits there for months. It drains nothing.
Right.
This is the one again on the left side there that's. It's what we call a yard.
Yeah,
the yard
that's the bit. That's the sinkhole one, which flooded the water into our basement.
Yeah,
our
analysis supports that observation, and so we are looking to resolve that.
Okay.
Any other questions? Yes.
Is the DOT project ahead of your project or together with?
They're in the initial design phases of the project, but they're looking to construct in this summer, so they would be going ahead of our project because we need their new upgraded system before we can build ours. So I'm coordinating with them to make sure that things go smoothly there.
That's the summer of 16?
Yes. That's the plan, so things tend to get delayed, so we might be looking at fall and winter, but that's sort of the goal. Any other questions? Great. That's all we've got.